ole, kahi lima walu walu kole lua, kolu lua. Ahupa Waikiki moku o kona, aina o ahunei, TMK, kahi kolu lua ole lua kolu ole ole ono. Information and update on the above project. And the determination on whether to preserve in place or relocate Ivi Kupuna addressed in the above draft burial treatment plan, and the recommendation to the Shikti to accept or not accept the draft burial treatment plan.
Madam Chair, may I ask something?
Yes.
You went on to item C, and I realized that, however, in the interest of all that we've talked about, the EVA Kawaihao Church, I'd like to ask item O to be at the top, or at least get it done today, because a lot of what happens is part of the consequence of the burial treatment plan, that particular AIS being approved, and that's item O. For the last two OIBC meetings, it's been on the agenda and it hasn't been talked about because we ran out of time. And therefore, I ask that before we conclude today, we'd like to have item O somehow be put up there so that we can take care of that, because Shifty has a role in taking care of that.
Mahalo, so noted. Item C.
I just wanted to preface this with two statements. So the BTP was first submitted to SHPDI in November, and it went on the agenda for your determination at the last meeting. From the time that it was listed as being compliant with 13333, there is a window of 45 days for which the council has determination authority and jurisdiction as to preservation in place or relocation, and then also to recommend should they accept or not accept the burial treatment plan as it's written. We are getting up to that 45-day window, and this is the last opportunity for the council to meet formally before the end of the year to make that determination. So I would request that the burial treatment plan be heard again, and that the council consider preservation in place or relocation, and then also recommend that SHPDI accept or not accept the burial treatment plan as is written. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
But just for the record, what did we actually do last time?
It was a deferral.
Deferred everything. Should we not hold on to preservation in place?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so we've presented several times before. A couple of the takeaways from last meeting were one, to try and schedule a meeting with potential descendants who have not yet been recognized and folks in the community. We attempted to do that. I think Chair Hina was involved in the email chains. And everybody's holiday schedule, nobody had time to meet before this meeting for the holiday schedule. So we couldn't get any meeting commitments. We opened it up to the any day, any time between now, then and now. So we were not able to have a meeting with those people from the community that wanted to meet with us on this. Another takeaway, Councilmember Chuck asked for a map or some kind of depiction of the areas of the property that had already been impacted by dozing for construction activities before they stopped relative to the whole TMK parcel and the burial location. So hopefully this is a depiction that works for you. I'm going to make a couple people share.
Yeah. So,
so what is on this was is a really high quality aerial image. The burial site is the in red, and the area of the property that has already been impacted by any kind of building activity is in the shaded yellow. The grassy remaining parts of the property are the steep slopes. So that's, was that, did that capture what you were looking for?
No, this is what I asked for.
Okay. So, with that.
But otherwise, the information is the same, right?
Otherwise, the information in the burial treatment plan is the same.
So, we just need to vote on preservation in place and then recommend. That's what Regina just said?
Yes.
And I think what's important to note is the presentation that Halealoha just gave on the different criteria. And, you know, pursuant to HAR 13-336A, one of the criteria, number 5, is wherever the landowner is pursuing preservation in place. So according to that 13-336A, we have the criteria met.
Chair Wolf?
Yes.
May I speak?
Go ahead.
I'm part of the Wailupi Ohana Council, and we believe there are voices that have not yet been heard with regard to acceptance of the burial treatment plan. Those voices belong to the descendants, whether lineal descendants or cultural descendants of the Kupuna who may be buried in that cliff. There has been no attempt that we see in the burial treatment plan to contact descendants. And so I don't think that's a very difficult thing to do, because I just went online and pulled up a map of the area prior to development by Robert Hind, and it had all of the list of, it's a very large map and it's considerably reduced, but you could see all the names of the Hawaiian families that had a pana on this property. So this is Wailupi Valley. It's right next to the site for the burial field, the one that has been found to contain Ipupuna. Some of the names of the Hawaiian families that lived in the valley they raise the possibility that some of the caves containing Ipupuna belong to those families. For example, Heva Heva. We see the Heva Heva family in the news all the time with regard to their activities on the North Shore, consecrating ground adjacent to the park at, on the North Shore, that had to do with the many, many descendants of the Heva Heva chief who was active in that area, who ruled in that area. So it isn't very hard to take a look and see the names of the families and to try to reach out for their voices. They deserve a right to be heard with regard to what their preference is, whether to leave in place or to remove or to accept the burial treatment plan. But no descendant, whether lineal descendant or cultural descendant, as pointed out by the council at our last meeting in November, none of that has been changed. None of that has been done. In pursuing this, because it's very tiny and it'd be interesting to know who all of those are, I typed in information, and up came a list of all the families, the apana that they owned back before it was developed. So this is readily available to somebody like me who doesn't go there all the time. It was compiled by Chris Kramer, who's in this room, and it's on the website for the fish pond. So I think this demonstrates that it's pretty easy to get the names of the people who possibly, and that's what the rule said, have possibly related to the EV in the area, or buried in the area. And in fact, in section 13334, which is prior to the ones that we looked at earlier, publication in a newspaper of general circulation and a newspaper for a minimum of 3 days, that is the bare minimum. In addition to that, there should be recognition of the names of individuals or families, including land commission awardees possibly associated with the burial site or property. This group of names are individual families who lived just adjacent to the burial site, the one burial site that we're talking about. And so there's been no effort made to contact any of these families. In particular, they have a Heather family, which is all over the news with their activities. So we're before this council again, as we were last in November, for the same point, one of the same points, that there's a necessity in the rules that lineal descendants be consulted about this. There are voices that need to be heard. That's my point. Thank you.
Mahalo. Discussion, council members.
That's back, as a landowner, you know, I'm just trying to do the right thing. That my understanding is preserve in place. If we're trying to relocate, I could understand the argument a little bit better, but we're going to preserve in place unconditional access to any identified descendants. I want to leave the land open and any identified descendants. And so anyway, I just want to make it clear that we think preserving in place is the right thing to do. That's what I heard. It's at great cost, so the economics are way offset to do the right thing. So I want you guys to hear that as a landowner. I want to do the right thing, and that's why we're preserving the place. There will be no issues with access. You don't have to get written approval. I want unconditional access to any of the identified descendants.
Mahalo. Thank
you.
Yes.
So I heard the word economics. Economics is not just money, but it's things of value. It's not just money that you put in your pocket, it's a cultural currency that you carry in your heart. That's economics. This is the value that we're talking about. The issue when you talk about should it be in place or relocated, that's only part of this today, so I'm trying to understand, is there a determination to be made? And then the second part of that is the acceptance of the burial treatment plan. Because I just want to echo some things that, oh, by the way, my name is Anne-Marie. In the burial treatment plan, the problem with it, there's so much misinformation. For example, it says there was consultation with the community in the Ohana Council. There was no consultation on the burial treatment plan. We talked about the burial cliff, but it wasn't specific to the burial treatment plan. It gives the impression that we were having these ongoing meetings. And in fact, in one part, it talks about a set of emails going back and forth. Those set of emails going back and forth were scheduling meetings, changing meeting times, and working with everyone's schedule. The burial treatment plan does not acknowledge the 2006 letter from Mr. Wachi that talks about a burial cliff. That's important to understand when you're making this determination. It doesn't address the SHPTE letter about the AIS. In the AIS, SHPTE has asked for, we contacted Ms. Lebo after the last meeting where it was said there was no AIS needed, and she said no, an AIS is needed. In addition, there's no mention of the burial cliff. There's no mention, because I'm going by what you asked, has this changed from the last meeting? And if this hasn't changed, there's serious problems with this.
No, and actually that was going to be my point, is I feel bad for the community that we're redoing this, because it sounds like to me, is the community is not for relocation, right?
No.
So we should probably vote right now to preserve in place, and then based on I can't predict what everyone else will vote, but I'm pretty confident we're not going to recommend this burial treatment plan. So to expedite things, I'm thinking we vote on preservation in place. It's based on, if nothing's changed from last time, we're not going to approve the burial, that's the treatment plan.
And then maybe just because you guys have been sitting here for 2 hours, maybe we should listen to new voices, but maybe you guys should talk too. So, I mean, that's my monologue. So
yeah, that's what we're trying to understand, that the two separate things of what is the determination. And before that vote happens, I would just ask that we do have a descendant from Heba Heba here. So just to check with him, but also just trying to understand the difference between the process of determination and the process of acceptance of the burial treatment plan. Because I just started on a list of issues that we have with the burial treatment plan. But thank you so much for understanding that.
Mahalo. Mau mana o ea e? Aye.
Just to ask a question, because it feels like there's an elephant in the room, and I could be completely wrong to this.
This is the second elephant in the room.
Well, like, there's one burial. Yeah. The recommendation is to preserve it in place. Unconditional access. That's kind of the best that we can do as the council. So is there an elephant in the room, or, like, one thing I don't like is this council to be played. If you just want to stop development,
right,
and pulling us into that, we'd like to get it to stop. Because this is like the best case scenario that we could do.
So I think the issue we have here is also the process, because we've recognized this one site, but also it's because when in October we went to do an investigation of the site and we had different members come, it was really rainy and we never had a chance to do that thorough investigation. So we don't know what else is there. So we're not anti-development, we're about doing the right thing for our cultural resources. So, and part of that is understanding East Harbor Sustainable Plan that talks about protection. So if you remember in 2018 when DPP was here, they actually said that they would not have issued the permit had they not misplaced the letter from Shifting 2006. So the elephant in the room for me is a thorough and complete investigation and communication with the community. At that point, when you have all the information available, then you can make the proper decision. I don't think we're at that point yet, and all we're asking is the time and to have that information to make that correct determination based upon all the gathered information.
Could you speak perhaps directly to this? Before the council today is two things regarding this agenda item. That is whether to preserve in place or relocate the Ibi Kupuna, as is addressed in the draft PTP, and the recommendation to the SHPTI whether to accept or not accept. And you are asking us to...
I'm trying to understand, is it just, I think we are, is it just when you make that determination is only in regards to in place, but not the acceptance of the burial treatment plan? Are they two separate things? That's what I'm trying to understand.
They're two separate motions.
Okay.
So sometimes the council can determine to preserve in place or not. And oftentimes the subsequent recommendation to the SHPTI to accept the burial treatment is usually what happens. In this case, that it does not have to be in that way. So as council member Kali has stated, we would want, it would be in the interest of the Ibi Kupuna to recommend preservation in place, I mean to secure that. Is there any concern with this?
Yes, I agree with you, but only the concern would be just as to the size of preserving in place. For example, if the council decides that preserving in place is the way to go, and there's all kinds of reasons for that to be made, does that agree with the specifics of the preservation in place as laid out in the burial treatment plan? One concern would be that the one discovered cave with Ibi Kupuna, and it is adjacent to other empty caves, lava tubes, which may have been depleted of their contents and maybe would be subject to the request by descendants to have whatever Ibi are kept at the Bishop Museum to have them replaced in those caves. And that could be impeded by the physical limitations of the barrel in place dimensions. That's the only thing.
The barrel treatment plan we have includes the other two caves in question, so those would be preserved with what we presented.
In the specified treatment buffer section, obviously that's the second part of the approval is the approval of the treatment, what's proposed as the treatment measures in here, and those proposed treatment measures, we expanded them big enough to include, there was another puka that was empty, had nothing in it, but that's included in the buffer of this.
And we'd be open to repatriate, whatever the correct word is, to put the EK back. We're wide.
But there's been no discovery at the Bishop Museum or any other place where EV were taken from here and moved away. The only EV that were taken from here and moved to some unknown place, and we don't know where that is from this particular burial site. What's left behind, or what was left behind when they removed something from before, and that's we don't know where that went. We tried to research that, but there's.
So we do have that. We have the NAGPRA right here that talks about what was taken from the Wyandotte Bay caves. So it is documented, just so you know. So it is there.
There's which cave and which Wyandotte Bay cave?
That's a cave. Yeah, it's a different cave.
I mean, there's numerous caves in this area that have human remains that are off of this property. We could not find anything in the Bishop Museum records or in the NAGPRA records or Haleiloha's old records, if he's still here, of things that they repatriated or they removed. We found nothing that identified this or any other cave on this property.
I don't think they were going, I mean, it goes back to 1926. It talks right here about the cliff. And that's why we're talking about the burial treatment plan, not even recognizing that is a burial cliff. It is not just these few caves, that it is a cliff itself that has, so not only on this property, but there are other properties around.
There's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right here, there's a very large burial site we visited with people from the community that has never been formally recorded or documented, but people go to it. I don't know. There's a large cave. I do not believe it has remains in it. That's right over here, behind this house. So there are. This hillside is littered with puka, but the only place that we know that has human remains is this spot, which is a small cave here on this property. There's at present no intention to do anything else on this hillside. The areas that are in yellow are the areas that would be used for development activities. If there was any proposal to do more, that would be a completely different permit that has to be applied for.
The yellow represents the extent of all grading.
Yes.
I have something, Council, in respect to this. I mean, there seems to be a lot of things. Wouldn't you, as your positions that you've said, wouldn't you want to, like, just go there and have the work performed? Just being your council members, and one of your main purposes to protect and preserve these, like, let's do 100% fire AS, which is supposed to be done. So you know that you've done the true work that you're set up to do, and just put no question to it. There's multiple caves. Everyone knows it. It's a burial cliff. There's multiple. Some are emptied, some are not. Some are fragments, some are not. We have, a written affidavit from our aunties who's sworn statement as a cakey been up there. I was just thinking, I know you see it all the time, but why would you not want to have 100% know that, okay, this, we went there, we did what we're set up to do, what we signed up to do, what we volunteered. Every time has been your precious time, but this, okay, we're going to go there and we're going to go through it all and make sure that everything up there is properly protected. Not maybe 75%, 80%, 100%. Like, we know we went in there and we can see, well, that we went to this dirt cliff and we were doing our best to protect. I mean, there's evidence that Andrew brought up of stuff that's been taken on. It's 100%. That's factual. In a state of court, I mean, a law of court, it's like, give me the evidence, the proof. Give us the facts. We have the facts that there are multiple. That's factual. It's not, maybe, or I think there's, and in a court of law, All they want is facts and evidence and proof.
Have any cultural descendants been recognized for it?
Yeah, me and my family.
That was. But other from the community? Other than you, right?
So there could have possibly been with the misleading of the area.
Right.
I mean, that's,
nobody's come forward.
I mean, so for our coolie on the council, I mean, often we turn it back and say, well, how about cultural descendants to come forward? I mean, our coolie on doesn't do that necessarily. Does that make sense? Of course, our main concern is to Malama Iwi Kupuna. So having said that, in the interest of time, and this is not to shut down anything, because you guys have been sitting here for a couple hours, as you guys came last time, and I feel bad that we didn't act last time. And like I said earlier, as far as I'm concerned, the barrel treatment plan is not ready. I'm not going to vote to recommend that it be approved. That's just me. I can't speak for everybody else, but that's basically what we seem to have concluded last time. But we're all agreed that preservation in place should be done, right? I mean, so I think we should. I always forget how to do the motion. Motion to what? Preserve in place? Is that all I have to say? Motion. Make a motion that we recommend. We determine to preserve in place. Yeah.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
We're only doing the preservation in place, not the acceptance.
Because you were here last time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you kind of missed all that. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, we're voting.
It has been moved and seconded that this council support preservation in place for the Iwi Kupuna that are a part of the parcel as identified here on our item C. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So carried. Chair will now entertain a motion to recommend to the SHPTI to accept or not accept the draft barrel treatment plan.
Before, are there any other new voices that, I don't want to extend the meeting, but I'm people show up. I want to
carry on.
Does it make sense? Hey, you're the one that wants to extend the meeting.
No.
But are there other voices that because we heard a lot of voices last time, and if it's Haina Ho Mai Kapuana, it's the same second verse, same as the first. That's, I mean, because as I recall, we said, hey, you guys got to get together and talk story, and this plan needs to be reworked, right?
Yes, but of course, right.
So
we're at the same.
Right. So
the last meeting,
if we're at the same place,
yes.
Then.
So what does SHPTI say about this draft burial treatment plan?
SHPTI says that for the purposes of coming before the council for your determination for preservation in place or relocation, it is complete.
So they're satisfied.
We're satisfied with the BTP and the provisions documented in it.
Chair, could I make a process?
Yes.
So I'm also coming from Waidupe. I wanted to share that just going forward as far as the process, was shared earlier, the descendants haven't been addressed. And just to get information as far as what's happening, with the burial treatment plan, if you look on the agenda today, it reads burial treatment plan for SHPTI site, and then it gives a number, Waikiki, Kona, and then it has a TMK. That's all there is to go on. So, we brought up about proper notification last meeting, and that didn't happen. This TMK is not even the correct TMK. So how would the, even if somebody was, they knew all their TMKs, this TMK is not even the right number. So that's, there's no way for descendants to know about today, to give their mana'o because they haven't, that process hasn't been followed. So I would ask that notification to those list of descendants be published, the name of where, the location, and when you folks meet, that the agenda reflects where this location is and has the correct TMKs and the correct place names.
So do you advocate for this council to not accept the barrel treatment, the draft barrel treatment plan?
Correct.
Mahalo.
Just real quick on the record, once again, me and my family are the only state recognized cultural descendants listed on this burial treatment plan. And if we're looking at this burial treatment plan as a means to protect the one documented burial find that was found on this property that we know of, my family and I find this burial treatment plan sufficient, because it addresses the location, the buffers, and it also calls for the different type of protection measures. And like I mentioned last month, we're not trying to get involved in the community efforts, whatever that may be, or the pilikia between the landowner and the community. Our only concern is the ibikupuna in the cave that we know of. And it's, and if we're looking at this burial treatment plan as a means to protect the EV in that one cave, then this burial treatment plan is sufficient. It doesn't address the community's concerns with the entire face of the cliff, which is a valid concern. But for the sake of this burial treatment plan, its only concern is the one that we know of, because that's the only one that's in our jurisdiction.
And that was the intention of the plan, was to address that site and not unknown other things. I'm not addressing whether he should develop this property or not. That's not my kuleana, that's not my concern. My concern is the protection of this one site that SHPD directed us to prepare a burial treatment plan for. So that's what this plan addresses, is the known burial site, and the treatment recommendations were done in consultation. They were shared, people were asked, no one wanted to share.
The TMK is accurate, but I've got my...
Nobody saw the plan, so how could they give mana'o on it if they never saw it?
You've had it for 2 months. But anyway, It's not about that.
Let me jump in here, because I want to address a couple things.
Okay,
I would like to address a couple of things. You know, when we hear a burial treatment plan becomes adequate, this is our kupuna. I don't want adequate, I want exceptional. To look at a burial treatment plan that doesn't fairly reflect the community and community concerns and negates the questions that community has. And I have to say, as a community member in this process, I didn't know who to address to. I thought we had to come to OIBC to address the concerns in the burial treatment plan. Now I'm finding out I should have gone to SHPD. But I feel like we're trying to run in front of this moving train. And so as a community to say, do we want to protect that ibikupuna and what you see? That's what we want. But our concern has always been, going back from 2006, with the AIS that should have been conducted on this site, and SHPD is still asking us. So for example, if you accept this plan as it is now, and other kupuna reveal themselves, what happens to them? Are we in this process again, and do we have to go through it again? Why don't we do it correctly from the first time? That's respectful of community, your time, and our kupuna. Because that's not happening now. You cannot piecemeal our culture, and you cannot piecemeal a burial cliff. We need to respect them. And I want exceptional. I want adequate. For all our sites, it should be exceptional every time. And I know that's what you strive for. And that's all we're asking here. There has not been a thorough, true investigation of that site. And it's unfair to be reflected in a burial treatment plan. I'm offended by the fact that this would be a part of that acceptance. That's unfair to community and misstates things and has wrong information. But as the kupuna is taken care of, we are in line of that kupuna. How does that respect us? So I ask you not to accept this plan until it's properly done. Thank you.
Well, just to reiterate what Regina had stated at the beginning of this agenda item, in 17 more days, the SHPD will accept this burial treatment plan, whether or not we recommend it or not.
Well, then I ask you not to, to not accept it, and so SHPD will know that you don't find it acceptable.
But isn't it the Shifty that recommended the process to get an EIS in the first place, which has never taken place? And that's based on the existing laws that, you know, people wanted, you know, with Castro Convention. Said these are important, these are values to our culture and community. And it's clearly been negated. We have the literature that proves that they had it, it was required, and it never went through. Again, that's factual evidence, and we have the paperwork that shows it. This bill treatment plan, if it is adequate at best, you know, that's, if you, can, you know, I mean, if you guys can read that, that's, to me, it's not cool. However, the process that hasn't taken place that was supposed to be back in 2006, he was notified about it. Stace Shifty wrote a letter recommending it. It still hasn't taken place. Again, the city is at a tough spot because they've already admitted the errors. They give out this permit. There's been, there's a lot of stuff going on with this case here that is that you may or may not be aware of. But there's a lot going on. To prematurely accept that plan with a lot of ongoing stuff. You know, this project's been on since 2006, so 2020, 14 years. A couple of months more is not a lot of time in the scope of life and trying to do what, you know, the right thing here. Not the barely acceptable, the minimalist. I don't think you people look like minimalists in your life. I know you're not. So why not, you know, let's do the maximum, let's do the right thing. Let's address it. We have no AIS. Literature shows it. I've said it over and over again. It's part of state law, city law. They're not requests. They're not favors. They're laws. They're not being respected and not being followed. And, you know, whoever's, you know, the city's at a, they should never have given this permit. And they've admitted it. And you were here when Tim Yu sat right in the middle here. And Colton said, we would not be here today had we not misfiled. And although I was a little tardy today, we have talked with people in the department who said there was never misfiled that type of stuff. Everybody comes in, I mean, when I was a kid, comes in, timestamp, file. There's no, it got lost or misplaced. 2006 wasn't ice ages. It wasn't like, you know, it was like everything. The thing that what bothers me, and I just, you know, I'm just focused on my loop. It's my zone. But when I sit and listen to it, so many excuses. Excuse, never the solution. And that's, it, everything is, oh, maybe this time, or it's almost the excuse, never the right solution. The solution is this Burial Cliffs of Wellerby needs more time, it needs to be further evaluated. It's been announced in 2006, 3, 4, 5 months until it's completed. It's not asking for water from the moon. It's doing the proper thing under the laws that exist.
Mahalo, 1 and 2.
So I have a quick question for sake of clarity, since I am recognized. Is Shifty requiring this project to do an AIS?
Yes.
That's an archaeology branch question that I cannot answer.
So then my advice to you folks would be is to figure out the proper channels, because I'm not convinced that this body is able to mitigate the circumstances that you're trying to circumvent right now. But what I can tell you that as far as burial practices are concerned, our Ohana's concern is that we minimize impact. So when you use the word investigation, that makes me panicked. That's your aina, and so we respect that. And what we do as an Ohana, as a practice, is we come forward for kupuna when nobody has. And so, when he used the word adequate, and if we like spit hairs, however, we want to talk about that. For us, preservation in place means that the EV kupuna remains in its original from the time it was there, right? From in situ, and that's it. Adequate protective measures means that there is some sort of buffer that prevents any other external force from coming and disturbing an in situ burial. And so when we say adequate, then that is our understanding of what is acceptable. So at this point in time, that's acceptable for us.
Now, like everybody else, we don't like get involved in the process, because what we should understand is these processes have never worked for us. And we're gonna keep trying to circumvent that. If you was here, you just heard us sitting here at this table. So with all due respect, as our Kuleana entails, Ohana Caderes is in agreement of preservation in place. How that affects the burial treatment plan, your ticking time that's going 17 days from now, that is to be mitigated someplace else, unless you guys gonna vote on them now. Because either way, either you vote now, if you're not meeting in 17 days, that burial treatment plan gonna be accepted anyway, and it's out of everybody's hands. So I would just implore you folks that you gotta look at what you can do at this point. So they can either vote or not. I'm not saying otherwise, I'm just saying that if the burial treatment plan is not voted on today, that we go on record saying that Ohana Caderes, that we are in support of maintaining the integrity of the kupuna that is there currently. Because if we look at investigation, AIS is invisible. So if we look at that, we're talking about identifying trenches and digging, that's more digging. So for us, from our perspective, the minimal amount of digging you can do is the best and safest way for kupuna, for us. And so when he uses the word adequate, that to us, those circumstances have been met. So as long as we go on record saying that, so that we know that when we came forward to for this kupuna, when nobody else did, and everybody can jump on board, right? And we could excuse ourselves for that, and we would gladly do that. But until such time, somebody had to come forward, because we've been here, right, for some time, and we waited, and then we inserted ourselves because somebody got it, right? Somebody got it all the time, and we ended up being that those people. So just so that goes on record, listed that way, because every time we do any kind of AA, we sit in consultations, we spend more time doing that than anything else. So we understand trenching strategies, we know all of that. But any kind of subsurface disturbance is risk to kupuna everywhere. And that's the risk we take.
I just want to say, I really appreciate you saying that. An investigation is a word that makes me nervous. It makes me curious. And it's through AIS that we were able to save other sites. And I think that it's not always subsurface stuff. It's just curious, it's investigation, it's a thorough look at an area that has many questions raised. So an investigation word doesn't scare me. AIS doesn't scare me. I wouldn't be asking for it if I didn't think, and our community didn't think it was important.
Okay,
and that we did talk to Susan Liebel. So we did hear from her, and she's the branch chief archaeologist. In an email, she said that an AIS is still part of this property.
So there are a few things here that are not interfacing. On one hand, Tom member Caderes, as well as his Ohana, have continued to serve the cause of Malama Ibi Kupuna. And so do I doubt the things that they say when they say them? No, I personally don't. However, what you did acknowledge earlier, Kalehua, is that you folks are from this place, and it is your every kuleana to advocate for it in the way that you see fit.
Like, in all due respect, you could have already come forward as a cultural descendant already. In the time frame that you are identified, at least for the people that was here, I was here last week, right? I mean, last time. Our name is further down on the list for something that was just found. So like, the process can happen expeditiously so that kupuna not waiting. That's it, right? It's their time, not ours. Whenever they've shown themselves, do this process, meet, put them back. Right? This kupuna is already where that kupuna was. Right? So for all intents and purposes, that's all we have. Like, we should always know that we are on timeline. This timeline happens to be 17 days, but if you're working with kupuna, you know that that's plenty sleepless nights. Plenty sleepless nights. Until you do what you were supposed to do. That's why you came forward, that's why you answered that call. And you know when you enter, when you inject yourself in that way, you're accountable until they go back. And that's why when it's kupuna, it's always an urgent immediacy. And if you find another one, you treat that the same way. It's not that other kupuna is not impacted on any project. You get projects with like 27, right? You address them all immediately. That's just the nature of it, unless you don't like sleep at night.
Mahalo.
I'm gonna try to keep going, but my concern is, what is law? I mean, she has wonderful things to say, but what is the law? What is the state, the HRS, what is the law? What does the law stipulate, the process that takes place?
The law is provided for this process which you're engaging in, and by default, you're in the borough council chambers today, and as far as the process that avails itself to all of your voices, so as she stated, their ohana came forward, and there was no other ohana that came forward for recognition.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But as far as what I meant was, like, when on the city side, you know, and then under the 6E, you find something comes up.
It's not a jurisdiction. We have, we make the determination to preserve in place, relocate, that's one. And the second one is is to make recommendations to the SHPTI for short-term, long-term preservation measures that's identified as a derelict and plan. Archaeological inventory survey, the city and county permit process, that's not us, it's SHPTI.
Via the archaeology branch, I should add, who is not here to represent themselves.
But I guess more so like when it's found that the proper offices are notified, going back to like the found out there's bones there, then they recommend the EIS because that's the law, right? Would that be accurate to say that there's a known burial, then they said you need to get an EIS before the city can give the permit. That didn't take place. So
I think we're getting confused in reports and terms here. There's an EIS, archaeological inventory survey, which I was surprised evidently has not been done on this site. Is that correct?
Correct.
The other report that we're talking about is a burial treatment plan, which focuses on the fact that the developer, when he was grading, forgive me if I'm putting words in your mouth, when he was grading this yellow area, came across the burial cave.
No, we came across.
Okay, well, let.
Yeah, so no, so the knowledge of that burial cave was in the community from 2008
okay,
or 9.
Okay, but you knew it was there, so you.
No, we did not.
But the developer didn't know it was there.
But you did a burial treatment plan just focused on that. That's
yes.
What a burial treatment plan is. It's just focused on that. An AIS is focused on this whole green area, or should be. Now, the yellow area, as you told me earlier today, has already been destroyed. It's been graded, heavily disturbed. I mean, I've seen the cuts up there. But this area, I think what your concern is, you should encourage the city and the state to require these guys to do an AIS up here. Because I'm sure there are a lot of caves and stuff up there that you should be aware of, or you want to be aware of.
Yes.
But, you know, what we're doing is really picking bones on this little red mark here. And that's what our focus is today. And after listening to this, I'm ready to vote for approval of the burial treatment plan. If somebody wants to make a motion.
See, what happens is...
Let's not keep beating a dead horse.
I understand. But what happens if the burial treatment... If the city says if they get the burial treatment plan, then they have no other choice but to give the permits. But they've already... And I know it's a different room, but they've already admitted the errors to give out the permit. So... The huge thing here is if the burial treatment plan is accepted, the city will say, okay, now go start doing their getting all crazy.
But that's outside of our kuleon. That's
right.
And it's up to you and to go to SHPTI and the city and say, we believe that there needs to be archaeological inventory. Sure. And from what I gather from overhearing what you're saying is that somebody at the city lost a letter.
Tim Hugh is a...
Well, okay.
He was here. You were here too. Or
yeah, that was their mistake.
Right.
So you got to put their feet to the fire and make sure they rectify that. mistake by requiring our archaeological friend here to complete an AIS. But let's not hold up the burial treatment plan, because that's just kind of a small pebble, and as we heard, Shifty will go ahead and prove it if we don't take action.
Is that true? Does that 17-day remaining days apply to the burial of in place or moving, or does it apply to acceptance or denial of the entire burial treatment plan?
It's only specific to acceptance or non-acceptance of the burial
treatment. Okay, so that the issue of the burial treatment plan is still out there, even if this body
is... No, the issue of the AIS, the archaeological... Once we approve the burial treatment plan...
You don't have to.
But if we approve it or disapprove it, Shifty could go ahead and has 17 days to overrule us or do whatever they want to. Your issue is the AIS, which is the big picture thing. And that's what you should be focusing on.
My issue is also how the community is portrayed in this burial treatment plan. So if you vote to approve this plan, you approve the way that our community was treated. I would prefer that you don't vote for it and you let the 17 days pass and it goes through. But the way we're portrayed in here and what took place is incorrect. And that makes me really sad. And I know that someone said, you know, you're going to stay up nights. We've stayed up nights for years on this. So don't mistake. So I'm just saying.
I have a question. How is it that we didn't find more folks coming forward for recognition? See, if we operate only within the very narrow scope of how this council was set up to treat situations, the people who came forward, the 90 descendants now hold this trump card. Although it was acknowledged that they came forward because there was nobody else that did come forward for the recognition, and that recognition is for the purpose of doing exactly what you're doing. So this council certainly does hear you. Personally, I would never want to try to have your community mischaracterized. However, in the case of how this entire equation is set up and the larger understanding is that you need several other things to be in place, but you're looking to this council to do what it's not meant to do. And when people have tried to put this council in that position, it has been overturned. We have been put in that situation, as well as Shifty. So, and one further thing, when Shifty says to the borough council that, let's say they recommend something, this council has been known to afford recognition, even though the Shifty says they don't recommend it. But this council can operate on its own accord for that purpose, if we determine it so. Better that we have determined it than they determine it, because then a higher office can overturn them, whereas the higher office is not going to overturn us. So as far as the narrow scope of this, we've heard that the identified burial will be protected through this plan. Now, that would mean that he could go ahead and proceed on with the development, am I correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Whether we want to support a development or not, that's not us. We can tell you all we like. We can say, we don't think you should develop. We don't think you should do this. It's up to him whether he's going to do it or not. Now, I don't know what kind of relationship you guys have, but right now, I don't know if anybody else is saying this, but your primary way that you're going to prevent anything else, you have to say the word. It's how if you're going to get him to stop, if you don't want him to move, you do understand what that requires you to do, right? Word begins with L. Yes.
I have an answer to your question, like why did no literal descendants come forward? Because there was no way for them to find out. The notices in the paper said Waikiki and the TMK. There was no attempt to take a look, as I mentioned before, all of the available information about families that lived in the valley just adjacent to the burial site. They even have the same name, Ka'ai, one of the families close to that site. So nobody attempted to reach these people who could have come forward. And that's why, and I understand from what Regina said that this 17 days applies only to the decision as to whether to leave in place or to move. It doesn't have to do, am I correct, Regina, with the acceptance or non-acceptance of the burial treatment?
I think it has to do with acceptance or non-acceptance of the burial treatment.
It does?
Plan. Yeah,
it does.
They make the determination as to treatment of the burial.
But this council can make a determination that it does not support the burial treatment plan.
And I also think from the last meeting, I thought it was going to be back in the community and republished. The fact that it went out wrong with the wrong identification of place, that step would happen, that they would go out and properly identify, and so people could come forward. As far as being like, I could be a cultural descendant, but I honor Heva family. So I'm following Mr. Medeiros' lead, but that's why I personally did not step forward as one, because I'm in Waimalua in the Koko area, but he is in Guadalupe. But I do think, let's go back to that question of how that information got out, and was it fairly given to the community? Was it presented at our neighborhood board that meets once a month? Was it properly identified? And that's why you probably received people didn't step forward.
Well, for public knowledge, that's one way of finding the neocultural descent, and in my opinion, it's probably the worst way to do it. Usually it's by word of mouth and grassroots efforts. Now, have you folks reached out to anyone, any kind of cultural individual? It seems like you folks know about the Ka'ai family and all these things. Have you like forwarded any of those names to Shinti for recognition?
We've contacted some on Hawaii. They're not on island.
And have you both come before here to be recognized? Have you been here before to be recognized at the table? Be recognized as a cultural or descendant, you come before the council.
We shared with the...
Right, I don't remember that.
Did you guys...
Being accepted...
Did you guys
present your project to the neighborhood board or the community?
I'm sorry. Please finish speaking and then we'll get to each other.
So you have not come before here and been recognized, only Mana's family has. So there is, you know, that long period of time where you could have expedited it coming up from to the beginning and come and be recognized for descendancy. So per the rules and regulations, you have to make a good faith effort. Other words you should be using, Mr. Reckman, making a good faith effort rather than just saying, I did this study and attempted people. So what does a good faith effort mean?
I just got a question of the developer. Two questions. Number one, did you present your project, not the burial treatment plan, that's not necessary, but did you present this project to the neighborhood board?
Yeah, on different projects and multiple times, yes.
The same project multiple times?
There's been different iterations of this project. Okay. And that's actually when this whole issue came up, and this group here had asked about the report that I didn't know about, and that's when I had said, well, gosh, yeah, we already did the report, and we couldn't find it. That's when I brought in Mr. Reckman, and then they were actually the ones that had known about this former burial cave since 2009, and so they're really the ones in the community that know way more about this, frankly, than I do in the history and everything else, to their credit. So we've made every attempt, and I agree with the gentleman, you know, a lot of it, I don't know how many people actually look at TMK. TMK is accurate, so I think it does come down to the fact they made it pretty clear they don't want the development. So I think we have to separate those, and I have met with them several times.
Did you present to the community association?
The neighborhood board, yes.
The neighborhood board, but don't you have a community association?
Yes, I'm part of community association.
Yeah, I used to be.
Yeah, I'm a community association in Guadalupe. Has never had a presentation.
And I also want to say the report he talked about that he said he did, and then he said he lost it. We continue to ask for it because he said he had archaeologists on site. It wasn't until we met in the spring that he talked about the city's denial of his permit. And at that time, he was frustrated and he shredded the report. So the story continues to change even till today. That's why it's really exhausting for us. I'm sorry, no, that's how we feel. That's how it's been for us. This whole time has been that way.
Mahalo.
Yes. I have a quick question. So since it's pretty clear that right now the issue of contention is the development, right? So whatever, like, so for the interest of moving forward, right, the concern now is the burial treatment plant, if you make a determination of preservation in place and subsequently accept the burial treatment plan, that triggers DPP to issue the permit, thereby allowing him to develop. So if the development portion is what is holding up this, and the concern for the narrative in the burial treatment plan, can you folks, if you want to honor what they are saying, is there some kind of agreement where you guys can take this out of this room? This gonna play out. You guys be accountable for your work. You have somebody mitigate the situation. You guys find any kind of legal representation to take up issues with all the jacked up government processes that is really what's really holding this all up. And then you guys meet on the side and you figure out, but holding up the burial treatment and the protection of this kupuna to prevent DPP from triggering one permit so that they can move forward. If you want to honor what they are saying and they want to be heard, then you still have an opportunity to do that. And that can be played out in your community between you guys. And then their poliana is the determination and the BTP. I mean, or you don't, right? I'm just here to make sure that it's preserved in place. You don't accept the BTP, you play out the 17 days, and then where you guys all at, right? Like, believe you me, I hear you guys all. We all keep seeing the same people in the room all the time. We all trying to circumvent the jacked up situations. I'm not sure that we can accomplish that. And in the meantime, there's obligation to the kupuna. This room is for kupuna.
Yeah. Yeah. I stand corrected. I agree with Chuck, and you know, I think we need to vote. And I'm gonna vote with the cultural descendants to be that, yeah, that have been acknowledged, which is consistent and fair to the process. We're bound by laws and kuleana. And I don't think there's anybody more sympathetic to development, community development issues than me, actually. I got exactly 2 months ago. 2 months ago today, I was arrested in Kahuku. So I'm sympathetic, but to be true and consistent with the process, how we've been consistent going with the cultural descendants, sticking to our kuleana of Malama Ivi Kupuna. We're not pro-development, we're not against. We're Malama Ivi Kupuna. So I'm gonna vote however Mana votes.
Wow.
And you too, how you guys vote. If you're in support of this plan, to be consistent, then we've been supportive of that.
Mahalo.
Yeah, that's my mahalo.
Mahalo.
Kamalo. I agree with her about the community. You take this to our community neighbor and present our presentation, and that is where we should talk about it again more before the decisions are made. Because I never went to the community board. I think the mitigation should be done there as an immediate time to accept whatever is being put on the table. So you're talking about our community. If a community wants to hear it, they can talk community.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion on picking up where a colleague left off. I recommend the approval of the burial treatment plan with a condition that a full-blown AIS be completed.
One second, hold on. I'd like to, before we follow through with this, yes, you have some thoughts.
Let me go stand up there. I don't want to face these guys.
Please introduce yourself. Some of them are not familiar with
my name is Hinano Rodriguez, and I'm the History and Culture Branch Chief for State Historic Preservation Division.
He's my boss.
I'm your boss, and I will make the ultimate decision with respect to acceptance of the burial treatment plan. Okay, but let me explain something, because I we run all over the place, and I think a lot of it has to do with not understanding the process. And it's not as bad as you think it is, because, so the law says that this council has to make a determination within 45 days, okay? If they don't, the plan is just accepted, okay? The council makes two separate motions, okay? First motion is whether or not to preserve in place or relocate. That's only for the skeletal remains. The council makes a second motion. The second motion is whether or not to accept the burial treatment plan. Whatever motion they make, watch now, SHPD has 90 days to agree or disagree with the council. So I cannot tell you what to do, because I'm a government employee, and this jurisdiction is with you guys rather than with me. I'm in charge of.
You don't got to listen to you, right?
Yeah. So, and you told me that 10 minutes ago.
Wait, so you don't know what you're saying is that if more information comes from the community to SHPD within that 90 days, then SHPD could.
So what we would do is.
Could act differently.
They would say, hey, listen, okay, well, I need to warn you guys, okay, that the way the law is written, the landowner and the archaeological firm has an obligation to consult with, recognize lineal and cultural descendants. Right here, okay? Only these two people are in compliance with that. So it doesn't say anything about community. I'm sorry, but it doesn't, okay? So I think the hint was thrown out then, go back to your community, and go back to the families that have the same names from back then, and tell them to go apply for cultural descendancy. You got to stay within the process. If not, it's not going to work.
Well, they too could apply for it as well.
Oh yeah, then you guys could apply for
all it. All of you could and should.
So my point is that there is that window, and that's what I like about the law. There is that window with which for the community, and more so the recognized cultural and lineal descendants, to be a part, to consult with the landowner in terms of just the burial treatment plan, not the decision to preserve in place or relocate.
So in other words, you still have room to engage on that topic. Now, the other...
Okay, and then, so let me, before I okay, stick my foot in my mouth, yeah. So what could possibly occur today is the Borough Council, of course, makes the decision to preserve in place, which is everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner. The second one, that's the one that you guys might disagree with. You go to the second one, the council can say, we defer making a recommendation to SHPD, because we want the community, the recognized lineal and cultural descendants, to work with the landowner within the next 90 days. Because if you guys don't do it within 90 days from today's date, we accept it on our own.
But the clarification there is you would only be working with a landowner on this particular burial cave.
Yes.
It
yes.
has nothing else to do with the cliff face along here. Has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I used to be a teacher, so I probably talk like a teacher, and I probably will talk again like a teacher. You always have to ask yourself, do we have jurisdiction and do we have authority? And right now, the jurisdiction and authority for this council is that yellow area.
The red line.
The red line.
Well, the red line.
Yeah,
the red
line.
I just wanted to mention that on that yellow area is part of the map that you all have in front of you, where it's clearly marked Hayel, and that's not reflected in the burial treatment plan, and I think it should be. That's an important detail to miss. It's clearly marked Hayel, and that's like that. I don't know how you could not include that in the burial treatment plan.
Because it's called a burial treatment plan. That's why. So let me give this a more positive spin. So did you approach our archaeology branch to talk about that hill? Because we right here have no jurisdiction over your hill. Yeah. We only have jurisdiction over the barrier.
It's clear as day. You can see it.
It's not. I think to speak to this process, I hear you. I certainly do. But what we're empowered to do is a different thing. So as important as I feel the Heyao is, and as important as I would feel that we should support preservation of things that are historically important to us as a people, if we're going to go on the narrow and honor the process that all of us are sitting in here to engage on, then right now it is most appropriately set up for, number one, this council's recommendation that we could, you know, the ED be preserved in place, and that we honor. I'm very conflicted because I hear you, and I believe that this is the first time that we've actually have a branch chief that's here with us to acknowledge accountability for what his role is. And so in order to serve Rotanaisi Senates as well as all of you in the community to the best that this council is empowered to do, we are responsible to say that we will preserve in place and that the Bell Treatment Plan speaks to that. Let me rewind that real fast. The Burrow Treatment Plan speaks to that. It's not necessarily saying anything else. It's not necessarily going to work out immediately in your interest. There is still a window of time for you to address it. Yes.
Under Rule 60 with Shifty, they have to put a notice in the paper of 30 days. Mm-hmm. Now, the tax map key was incorrect. Or was it the Ahupua of it was incorrect? It doesn't matter. Because that's how I injected myself into the rail project in Iverlay. That's where my family, Kuleana, was. They only gave us the LCAs. They didn't give us any Hawaiian names of the people who lived there at the time. So we circumvented Rule 60, and they had to go back, and they had to put another notice in the paper, and we went directly to Shifty. We got the recognition. And we had to even go to OHA, to Kai Markel's office, and we had to get that all done, our Kuleana, to put it in front of them and all of our genealogies. And they accepted that, and that's how we got ourselves into the rail project. You got 90 days, but to me, Shifty, under Rule 60, should redo the newspaper ad, give you another 30 days to respond, or any other of the lineal descendants or cultural descendants, because I'm one of them, but I'm deferring to my cousins. So I think that's the right way to go. And that way, yes, okay. We need to circumvent Rule 60.
Remember, authority and jurisdiction. So under authority and jurisdiction, let's switch over to a stronger rule, and not the Rule 60. Go to 13300 and look at what 13300 says about what the requirements are for posting in the newspaper. I think it's like two times a week in a statewide circulation.
Certain days of the week.
Yeah, a Wednesday and a Friday, and I think on one outer island circulation.
Correct.
So
it's under HRS 13333 also.
Yeah, that's the one. That's just stronger. Okay, let me ask, did you guys do that?
Yeah, and the point of contention, to be completely transparent, because it's the notices, everything is in here. The point of contention is that when I had the person in my office running this ad, they misinterpreted a boundary line, an Ely boundary line. And so the TMK, I'm not sure, Chris, where the wrong number is, but the TMK number appears to be correct.
For today.
On the agenda, I don't know what the typos are there. But the TMK number is correct in here.
And they have no need.
The Ahupua'a is identified correctly. And the Ili name of Wailaiki was inserted in place of Wailupe, the boundary of which is on the ridge that's right near there. So, in fairness, this ad said Wailaiki as opposed to Wailupe, but it had all the rest of the information correct, and that was a misinterpretation of a boundary line when the ad was run. That's exactly. But in terms of the length that the ad was run, in terms of interacting with other people in the community for several months at this point, everyone knows where we're doing this and what we're doing this, and in fact, those people in the community knew of this burial site before any of us did.
Mahalo, one moment.
Hello, my I have many students that reside in the area, and we have made partnerships in the community and started doing some, like in the past maybe 6 or 7 years, we've been doing some I know work there and been trying to reconnect our families that live in that area. And I just wanted to back up a little bit. We're kind of going laser focused, and I hear you guys because this is time, and time is really important to us. But as I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the conversation going on, we kind of forget about our historic context of the our people. And I hear that it's, you guys are saying, why didn't people come out before? If you look at the historic context of our people, it's hard for us to fight for these things because we're fighting so many other things and all the trauma that our families have gone through. And we essentially been cut off from our mo'okua hau. So you are gonna have people coming out of, I know people like to see the woodworks, but that's not the case. It's like you have to look at the history of our people and what we have to go through. Coming to these meetings are really hard for us because we have to feed our families and go to work. We don't have the luxury of doing, you know, and even like getting an education. That is a luxury for us. Taking the time out of our days, you know, to follow all of these things. Like, we don't have the money or resources to do those things. And as we are finding out that this is indeed my ohana in this area, and, you know, people are finding out about that, they're not going and reading. I'm not spending my time searching down numbers and Senate numbers and all of these laws. Like, there's a lot of laws that I don't even know. But as a community member, as a descendant, as a human being, this does not sit right with me. And I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just expressing my own personal feelings. And, you know, I'm expressing the feelings that our students from our kula had, and some of our kumu, the stamps of our kula. And just looking at the wider picture of the history and the way our people have been treated in situations like this. And then, you know, we've come good at taking things apart into pieces, but that's not the way we did things. We usually looked at things holistically. And I know that that's also not the responsibility, but I wanted to take a step back and kind of remind everybody to look at the bigger picture while trying to also laser focus in some of these things. And I humbly come before you guys and, you know, time, we're always trying to work things through because it's costing us money, but for our kupuna, that's not the important thing. We have kupuna dying on wait lists. Like, you know, once a place is destroyed, we cannot put that back together.
Do you have any issues with our motion to preserve the burial place?
I'm just concerned that, you know, we'll move forward with this, and it just kind of opens floodgates. You know, once all of these things that have been done wrong, you know, it's a mistake. Okay, we'll just go around it. Somebody will make another mistake. Oh, it's okay, we'll overlook that. You know, and then we wouldn't be sitting here if he was not so determined to build. And in that way, you know, a lot of us are very distrustful they're stressing. You know, we could have a good faith that somebody could hear us out, but I don't necessarily believe that. They'll say and smile at us and say, yes, we hear you, but I don't believe that to be true. That, I mean, you know, it's kind of a big structure, and the reason why those aliyah were put up there was to look over and kia'i these places. And for us, we don't know, because when you pass the place, your people always tell you that's burial ground, so you don't go there.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be combative with the question, but because you said that your ancestors are from the area, so you're like, the closest thing you have to like a potential cultural descendant of the area. So that's why I asked the question, if you had any issues regarding our determination that we just made to preserve in place.
I'm concerned, I'm really concerned, yeah. I mean, and I know you guys are trying to do the best by everyone and our people. But my not always sitting here, and I'm getting tied in knots. And I would love for the community to be heard out. I understand that you guys are saying the community has nothing to do with it, it's the descendants, but I don't think that people were allowed to actually even determine whether, you know, they're you know, trying to do their mo'okua ho. My students are trying to find connections, and some have, you know. So there's it's a process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight.
Mahalo.
Just to go back for a minute, with regard to the publication, sure, Waikiki was mentioned. Not many people came forward when they saw Waikiki as the site of this burial cave. If you live in Wailupi, you were not likely to do that. If you saw the TMK and you're familiar with TMKs, you might have come forward. But it did not elicit, what was published did not mention Wailupi. It did not elicit any attention from lineal descendants or cultural descendants. And that's a big gap. I'm looking at the same section that we started with this morning. HAR 1330-34B, it says, at a minimum, you publish, that's one thing, a general description of the property, including the ahupua'a, any identifying features. And two, the names of individuals or families, including land commission awardees, yes, possibly associated with the burial site or the property.
Damn.
And like I mentioned earlier, that wasn't hard to find. Those names of families possibly connected was right out there online. Yeah. And so that's why we don't have anybody coming here and talking about what their coup.
Mahalo.
Hi. Okay. So I hear them. We're in the exact same predicament all the time, right? So I guess I want to ask that you, what is the interim protective measures right now? There's no access.
Yeah, there's no.
So
no
the
AV
is safe.
Yeah, no activity on the site.
So then I would, and I'm representing my Mana'o. But I say we move forward with the preservation, the determination, and defer the BTP. Because my only concern. So no, put that kind of pressure on. So our only concern is the safety of the kupuna. Right, so as long as the kupuna is there, protected, there's some sort of interim protective measures that will not allow for external kinds of hana'ino, then I'm comfortable with that. And then you can defer the BTP. I advocate for the opportunity for all of this kanaka to have their opportunity to engage. And I wish them the best of luck with that. So long as a determination is made, the kupuna is protected in place, and then they can hash this out. Because our fighting for preservation in place is different, right? Our kupuna is not in the ground. But if you take this into context, the kupuna is in the ground, or in the cave protector. Right? So as long as there's interim protective measures that mitigates risk, then I would ask that you accept or you motion to preserve in place.
and you defer to BTP and you allow them to hash that out. Because if not, we're going to hash them out right now. And still, she's a Kumu, she has Kaumana, and you get plenty of people trying to manage the historical trauma that we all do, right? We in this colonial trap and we're still gonna be in them. And our Kupuna would, right? And that's just one thing, right? That's not any other of the issues that we gotta address. That is not in the purview of this body. So for the sake of moving on, because you get plenty of people who have to be recognized and you have others, we should, that's just my mana'o, because eha no ko una'o. Okay, I'm gonna kanala ko and ho nei loko. Okay, illuminate no kame a ale poko iki my kama ko hana ma amo. Right, we all, yeah, like it doesn't have to be, and so we should put it back on the koleana of the shoulders of the people who are asking for koleana.
Aye.
Could I make a motion then?
Wait, one quick question. Hold on. Bob. Wait, one second. Hold on before you make a motion.
Yes, I was going to make a motion to defer.
One moment, okay.
Is she correct that the LCA names were not published?
There were no LCA names published, is correct. There are no LCA on this property, is also correct.
Well, and she found them, right?
No, she's talking about LCA that are up further up in the valley.
No, they're not joining.
But there were no LCA names. I mean, because you know Hawaiian names they have mana, right? So that's
there were no LCA companies.
You know, before this council does anything further, let me turn this around. There's one other variable that's not yet on the table. I will now look to you. Thank you to your archaeologist. You have acknowledged that somebody messed up. Am I correct?
In the publication notice.
Yes.
We had a
somebody made a
incorrect mistake. Incorrect Ili name.
Correct. Somebody put something incorrectly. Mahalo. As for you, I believe I brought this up earlier. Doesn't necessarily have to be the point of contention, but for all purposes and intent. Right now, everyone's eyes are on you. As someone who comes from away to our land, as someone with the means to do what you can and will, you now, before this council takes action, could choose to do something else. This council will definitely recommend to preserve the ED in place. But instead of us deferring the burial treatment plan, you could withdraw the burial treatment plan. Now, I mean you no disrespect. You could be the Malihini that comes and not give a shit about whatever all this is, because essentially you're not responsible for the screw up of the city and county. You're not responsible for certain things that are beyond your control, but you are responsible for your desire to either push forward, because it means you—it means your money. Your money is the one here. So I submit to you that you would be in a particular right to hold a moa, because right now everything's kind of set up that, depending on how we went, you might have the potential one more doorway closer to achieving your goal. You could be the Malihini, however, that chooses to do a little differently. It will cost you a little bit more, but it may potentially garner you a different relationship with the community that you would like to develop in. The laws of the island allows for development, but the moral and ethics of development are truly within the individual who has that means and the wherewithal. Before this council takes action, would you care to consider anything? Would you like to take a moment out to?
You know, with all due respect, I am more than willing, as I have and will continue, to meet with the community members. The way I have been treated, frankly, I am not willing to defraud this up. I'm a transparent, honest guy, so everybody put me on the spot telling you. For the interest of my family, I've been through a lot of hardship with this. I will continue to do the right thing. You have my word, you guys can hold me accountable to that. I want you guys to vote however you want to vote. I'm going to take care of the barricade. I'm going to do the right thing on that. And I think there's two separate issues. I want to get past this one, and then I want to work with the community on the development. We've met several times. Their position is they don't want me to do anything on my property. That's their position. I've got a $9 million tax bill, and they don't want me to. And so I've said, hey, well, let's work on trying to work on what that means. Can we get someone to buy it? Can we get someone to purchase it? So I really want to separate these things. I want to do the right thing. I've learned a lot today. I want to do the right thing for the burial cave that exists on my property. I want to make a determination on that. My name means a lot, and how I am in the community means a lot. I have a lot of responsibility to my family. I have employees. So hold me accountable to what happens after this. But I'm not willing to defer based on how I've been treated by the other folks. But I'm more than willing to continue to meet with them. So there you have it. Thank you.
I acknowledge that you're candid about it, so mahalo for being transparent.
But to say that we were disrespectful and to give that assessment of it, I think has not been fair, because we have always done what's right for the community. We've had shifting information given to us meeting after meeting after meeting. We have one meeting and we're told one thing, and we go to the next meeting and we're told something else. So it's difficult for us to work, but we want to do what's right for the Kupuna, and that is our family. That is family to us. I just wanted to say that, because to characterize us as
mahalo
being disrespectful is not the case.
I think, for those of us who are of these islands, we know that we don't always see things in the way that people who come from away. We don't see things in the same way. We have a different culture and we have a different style. So things that are okay and not for us might be the totally opposite for others. But I did hear that you say that you will work with them.
Absolutely.
You give your word.
I do.
That you will work with them. From this point on, whatever this council is going to put forward, I hope that for the side of all of those of you who will do what you need to do, that you will engage, and you heard him, we'll call it to the fire. Do what you gotta do.
Hold me accountable.
Come forward in order to best help this council to be your advocate. Go see Regina.
Yes.
Everybody. But at this current point, to honor the process, I heard what you said. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
This council is how it operates. It really is very finesse discussions. So on one hand, yes, there's always the prevailing, the disconnect, the disenfranchisement, disempowerment, all of these things. But at our council, we get very, very finesse and very technical. So we have to be able to empower that which empowers the council to be as strong as we can. If we move out of that, then we do all of you a disservice. So, Chair will entertain a motion regarding the determination on preservation in place or relocation of
the.
I
believe Kamanawa had a motion.
Well, no, but Chuck, both of these gentlemen had all the recommendations. Would you like to discuss what you guys?
Well, my motion is the same as Kamanawa's, but it's a little bit longer.
Go for it.
Okay, my motion is to defer for 90 days as per the law or the rules say.
Specifically 13338 section E with regard to preservation in place.
Boy, you have a way with words. But anyway, it's a defer for 90 days to give the community a chance to communicate and pressure the powers that be for an AIS to be done on the hillside. And during that 90 days, that's my motion. And during that 90 days, it's in your ball court to come here in 30 days and start getting recognized as cultural descendants so that you can have a direct input into the burial treatment plan.
Would you also require them to repost so that it would draw
people? No, that's, I can't do that. Because Shifty is, no, I've made the motion. Is there a second for that? Okay, that's Shifty's rules. What I'm trying to do is give you guys a chance to get some cultural descendancies recognized.
I'll gladly offer that up. We will the preservation in place has been done. The SHPD now has 90 days to act on the plan. We will run another ad. We will make sure it prominently says Guadalupe, and I will go through. If you have I'll go through the maps, and I will pull any. There are none on the property. I'll pull any adjacent information on LCAs from around, and include names in the publication. We will do that.
Thank you, Bob.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
I'd like to make one more comment about this motion. This is at least the third time we've discussed this issue.
Yes.
Here in this room. The very first time you were there and some of you guys, and I'm wondering, you guys were really, your concern to me seemed to be this green.
Yes.
Up above the yellow. And I was wondering from the very first day, why wasn't an AIS, why wasn't research done on that whole project within that blue line?
May I? I think even without them, as having been to the site, it's.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah,
I know.
The reason it was actually, again, that's what Shifty asked for in 2006.
Okay, well,
Shifty did ask for it, and it was not done.
But to me, your concerns are this green area, not this little burial cave here. That's just a, like I said earlier, a little bump in the road. I agree with you. You don't know what's up here. And there could be some very good stuff or important stuff.
The one affidavit that you heard at the October.
So could they extend that people to get up there and do it?
Right. So
it's not getting developed, though. That's not going to get developed.
I believe the concern, as we have learned from our past experiences, that the development that you wish to occur would potentially impact all up here. That's the concern.
You know, my biggest concern, and I'm sorry to interrupt again,
no.
But I was a kid once living in Manoa Valley, and we used to love to crawl up cliffs like this.
Yeah.
And you're going to have kids living in this development. They'll be climbing all over that cliff, and if you do have burial caves, all of a sudden, well, I don't want to get into it.
Aye. Mahalo. Okay, so it has been moved.
And seconded.
And seconded by?
Ali.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So carried. The burial treatment plan is deferred. Wait, but before you go, I ask all of you, please be sensitive. He's not from here, so to have an expectation that he's going to do certain things in certain ways, you not get that. He was direct and blunt with you, be direct and blunt with him, but please be diplomatic with one another when you guys engage, but please engage in a different way other than you already have. And if you need to go at it with each other, so be it, but do it before you come over here. That way, what I really hope for you is that this is how it works here in the islands. When the people who are saying don't do certain things with our land because our burials, et cetera, et cetera. If you go against it, great chance that their emotions will have even more impact and wake those Ibi Kupuna up. And then those Ibi Kupuna, they go visit you, they don't go visit them, they just sort of show themselves to them. And when they show themselves to them, and then they cannot sleep, and they go, oh my gosh, I see the Kupuna. And then they go to you, and then you don't have a peaceful, restful place that you're gonna feel. So please, everybody, just go and do what you need to do.
I just wanted to thank you for this discussion today with the council. And I want to thank the people that are behind us that are waiting, because every story and every kupuna is important. And the fact that they waited for our discussion, which went longer than anticipated, I just want to thank them. And
Mahalo. Thank you for that.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Restroom.
It's all the same.
It can be all way.
What we need to get through, what she brought up, and we need to get through to the normal
And if you guys don't come grab something to eat now, then, well, too bad.
I probably won't get done until November 9th. So.